Sunday morning, 10/13/24. The title of this is called Building a Bridge. God gave me some insight, and really it was kind of by someone that, you know, we esteem as a minister of God. The Lord brought something that they had said up, so I'll bring it out in this as we get further along in it. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 9 first. Getting back to the former word about the legacy, that's what the talents are. Okay? All right. 1 Corinthians 9. Well, it was just too hard. Okay. 1 Corinthians 9. Let me tell you about hard. Nobody better ever come at me and say, you just don't understand. It's just too hard. I'm going to laugh in their face. I said, "You, honey, you don't know the meaning of hard. I'm telling you." All right. 1 Corinthians 9:19. "For though I be free from all men, yet have I made myself servant unto all that I might gain the more. And unto the Jews I became as a Jew, that I might gain the Jews. To them that are under the law is under the law, that I might gain them that are under the law. To them that are without law, as without law, being not without law to God, but under the law to Christ, that I might gain them that are without law. To the weak became I as weak, that I might gain the weak. I am made all things to all men, that I might by all means save some. And this I do for the people's sake, that I might be partaker thereof with you. Know ye not that they which run in a race run all, but one receiveth the prize? So run that you may obtain. And every man that striveth for the mastery is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible." That kind of matches the legacy, doesn't it? "I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I not as one that beateth the air. But I keep under my body that... and bring it into subjection, lest by any means when I preach to others, I myself should be a castaway." So what's Paul talking about here? Let me just read what the Lord said. "We are not burning bridges, but building them, a highway to our God. We are coming into a new dispensation, and we want to bring as many along as we can. Now we know God's separating the wheat from the chaff. That goes without saying. That's a different story, but we're talking about other believers. In the trek out of Egypt, Moses was the man that stood for God and was used as the bridge to bring them out of the Babylonian system and into God's system. As you well know, it was a bumpy ride. Only two and their families made it in, and the younger generation that did not come up under the lash were able to go in also, 20 years old and downward. This is the crossroads that we are at today. Paul, going into the Gentile nations, faced such a challenge as we face today. Some gripe and complain the whole way, no matter what you say or do. But the goal is to build a bridge for the crossover. We want to bring them into the land. You know, the kingdom? Not alienate them. Bring them over. I am not suggesting compromise. But we will have to meet people where they are at and not expect them to come up to where we are. That's why when you engage in conversation, don't overwhelm people. Don't overwhelm. Be led by the Spirit. He may give you one little bite of bread. But you're trying to tell them, well, the deep state and all the kids underneath the ground. And you're going to alienate everybody you come across with that kind of message, let me tell you. I've alienated them. I know. But the goal is to build a bridge for the crossover. I'm not suggesting compromise, but we will have to meet people where they are at and not expect them to come up to where we are at. It is called an accord. Agree with people where they are as much as you can to maintain the peace so the whole team can advance forward. This is the goal. Ephesians chapter 4. As an apostolic team, this is the goal. not to be know-it-alls, even though we do know a lot. Thank God for that, but not to lord it over. Starting with verse 7 there. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. This office is a gift to the body of Christ. The fivefold ministry gift offices are gifts to the body of Christ. What? To help them. Help them what? Cross over. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first unto the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers. For what? For the perfecting of the saints. Not to say, well, I'm this and I'm better than you and you know where you can ever attain what I got and blah, 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 blah. And you better get yourself together, out you go, blah, blah. For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry. This is all about getting them graced and placed, right? To make be a viable part in the body of Christ. For the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, as much as we know, we don't know it all. And a perfect man unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we henceforth be no more children. This is a growing up process. We have to treat them as children. If you're in kindergarten, you're not going to put 12th grade curriculum at their feet. Tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, not where'd you come from? Not in scorn. You can get in their face and say all kinds of things, but all you're going to do is alienate them. They don't understand. They don't get it. May grow up. This is about growing up spiritually. I may even have that scripture. You're to sincere the milk of the word that you may grow thereby, Paul said. A baby has to start out on milk. You don't feed a baby a steak. From whom the whole body fitly joined together, compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working and the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. So, what's the goal? Unification in love. That's the goal. The unity of the faith. All right. It is not about fighting to see who is right, but it's about bridging the gap. We already know the truth about many things, but let us not make it a point of contention. Okay? Matthew 7, 6. Don't fight with anybody. Meet them where they're at. Realize they don't know what you know. For the most part. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Many will have to catch up with us, but it cannot be forced. A person can only advance forward concerning the renewing of the mind process. That's the way they get it. You can say it to them, and that's why there's repetitive teaching, is to get them, their minds renewed to the truth of God's words, but you cannot force it on them. You will lose them. I believe that Faith Avenue Broadcast is the bridge to help bring everyone the Lord has ordained for this ministry to the place of the crossover with no contention. It is line upon line, precept upon precept teaching. The Lord's already told us that Faith Avenue will play a big role in this process. Been working many years, been on television 16 years, 8 years on radio, getting this message out, preparing for the time of the crossover. All right, Don't argue with people about things. Let the Lord lead you when to introduce something new. Refer them to the broadcast in whatever series they need to listen to. In other words, whatever area it is, there's probably going to be something that they can listen to on Faith Avenue. Not all my series are on there. I had many that YouTube took off. If you overwhelm them, you could turn them away completely. All right, 1 Peter 2. As newborn babes, desire the sincere milk of the word that ye may grow thereby. If so be ye have tasted that the Lord is gracious, graced and placed. The renewal of the mind is what will bring the spiritual growth. The more willing they are to hear, the faster they'll grow. All right, Hebrews chapter 5. Starting with verse 11. Of whom we have many things to say and hard to be uttered, seeing ye are dull of hearing. For when for the time ye ought to be teachers, ye have need that one teach you again, which be the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not strong meat. Everyone that uses milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But strong meat belongeth to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. So there you go, right there. Okay, Romans 12, 1 through 3. That's why this scripture's there. You're not even supposed to be pursuing anything until you get this straight in your mind. All right, 12, 1, 2, and 3. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. What do you renew your mind for? To find out what your service is. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that ye may prove what is that good, acceptable, and perfect will of God. So God will show you in this process where your service is. Then, for I say through the grace given unto me to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So what he's saying here is this. Don't get thinking uppity, because you might have a high position, because it's all going to be by the grace of God, and everybody has the grace. So it's not you doing it, it's the Spirit of grace in you doing it, just like Jesus did it when he was here. Graced and placed. See, this was the deal with Joshua. Going around the city and keeping your mouth shut and doing what the Holy Spirit said do. And then they could speak in the mountain, you know, the wall, come down. If they had gone against what God said, doing their own thing, no, we're going to go over here and do this. We think this is better. Understand? Graced and placed. We have had a fragmented body of Christ, and the goal is to get everyone's mind renewed to God's individual will for them so they can receive that grace and get in their place and be a viable part of the body. Move as a body moves. Agree with them where they are, and this will help to start weaning them off of the Babylonian system and into the kingdom of God system. I can see where God's medicine will be a source of contention among many. It will probably be the doozy of all doozies. So this is what I suggest to you. As the Lord leads, get them God's medicine. Well, you know, why don't you try this with that, and you'll get well even faster. And they'll wean off of that system and on to this system. That's wisdom, isn't it? Mm-hmm. And that can be in any other areas, too. Or someone, I just can't seem to hear right, but they're not filled with the Holy Spirit. Well, give them the little book on being filled with the Spirit. Say, well, read that. That'll help you along. Don't force anything on anybody. All right. It's kind of like Brother Cap saying, you can't build a third story on a vacant lot. And you can't. We're building a bridge here. All right. Okay, let me see here. I already read that to you. End on a positive, never on a negative. When you have confrontations with people, don't get into arguing with them. Yeah, you may know a lot, but if it sets them back, you have been unwise with the wisdom God has given you. Okay. This way, when they see it work, it will help to wean them off the world system. It's a crossover. It's a crossover method. How did God bring them out laden with silver and gold, one a weak and sick one among them? He fed them with manna. He gave them the quail. He parted the Red Sea. He was trying to get them to believe him, obey him, walk by faith. Peace makes the call. Always remember this. Never get in a contention. You know what you know to help others to come to what you know. It's not to be a know-it-all situation, even though you may. Get down on the ground and play with them if you need to, like a child. Have mercy, because you were there once too. Remember, you were like the world at one time also. We are the love bunch, not just in name. So we must never give way to wrath. Never. We're going to look at a few scriptures on that. This is Galatians 5:20. I am constantly, and I've told you this many times, looking for a hook. We're fishers of men. So, we're always looking for a place to put the hook in with the bait. And God will lead you that way. And I have led several in that direction. And it works. You don't ever, you don't, you just little here, little there, as the door opens. It's even better if they will broach the subject instead of you. Galatians 5:20. It talks about the works of the flesh. It says, 16, then I say, then walk in the Spirit, you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Well, in verse 20, it talks about idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, emulations, wrath, strife, seditions, heresies. It's a walk of the flesh. What you may be saying is right, but it's not being done the right way. All right, Ephesians 4, 26 and 31. Be ye angry and sin not. Let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more. Which I know that's talking about one laboring with their hands, but the devil's the thief, right? Strife, he can come in steal. All right. Here's 31. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind one to another, tender hearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. You can sure win a lot more things with kindness than you can with vinegar, can't you? Sugar, honey instead of vinegar? All right, that's the goal here. It's to win them, not isolate them. Colossians chapter 3. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, or Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above and not on things on the earth, for you are dead and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall we also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience. in the which ye also walked some time when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. We shouldn't criticize them because of where they are. We're there to help make them better. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him. Where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all in all. We're going to have to gradually let them know about what the real Jew is and the real church is. If they've been raised up, oh, you don't touch Israel, and they don't understand what that means, and they've been raised to believe, well, they've got a bit of temple over there, da 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 da. See? These are indoctrinations that by the love of God they'll come out of under sound teaching, sound doctrine, not arguing. All right. Put on therefore as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, longsuffering, forbearing one another and forgiving one another. If any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be thankful. You know, there's several I have just had to quit bringing anything up because it was always a source of contention, and they treated me like I was so wrong. It was very insulting. So I thought, unless the Lord leads me or someone asks me, I'm not going to give them anything anymore. I have done that for a few years. I just finally got tired of them being such deadheads, you know? But this is what they've been renewed to. It's like they can't. They can't. Let the word of Christ dwell on you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord, and whatever you do in word or in deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by Him. We're on a mission. We're coming into a new dispensation. But you say that to most people, they just, they choke. They're still on their suitcases waiting for the rapture, that it isn't going to happen. How are we going to get them from there to hear? Same way Moses with his bunch. The goodness of God leads men towards repentance, doesn't it? What is repentance? It's changing your mind. This is what needs to happen, a changing of your mind. By its new ideas and new attitudes, that's amplified. Okay. James 1. Is this good stuff or what? It's just wisdom for where we're headed. James 1:19, wherefore, my beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear. In other words, don't start doing a bunch of blabbing over everything you know and you've learned about the word of faith over 30 years. What are you going to do? You're going to turn them off unless they ask. Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. This is great stuff. I told the Lord, I said, Lord, this is good stuff. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of God. Who knew? Well, you do now. You do now, and now you can do what you need to do to further the crossover. Okay, Luke 3. One through six. Now in the 15th year of the reign of Tiberius Caesar, Pontius Pilate being governor of Judea, and Herod being tetrarch of Galilee, and his brother Philip tetrarch of Iturea, and of the region of Trachonitis, and Lysanias, the tetrarch of Abilene, Annas and Caiaphas being the high priest, the word of God came unto John, the son of Zacharias, in the wilderness. He came into all the county about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins, as is written in the book of the word of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. Every valley shall be filled, and every mountain and hill shall be brought low, and the crooked shall be made straight, the rough way shall be made smooth, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. There's God's will. Everyone crosses over. Everyone. He brought salvation to everyone. That has not changed. All right, let me keep going here. Matthew 10:16. Behold, I send you forth as sheep in the midst of wolves. Be ye therefore wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Here is a very serious matter that I would like to address here, right here, Romans 8:14. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. It's not a flesh operation. Now this one, like to threw me for a loop. Hold on to you, whatever. 1 Timothy 5:22. Oh, we're so churchy. 5:22. Churchy puts pressure. Lay hands suddenly on no man, neither be partaker of other men's sins. Keep thyself pure. I can say that because I prayed for someone 2 years ago today. Didn't want to. Have known this person for 30, 40 years, know something's wrong, but they've never been submitted in a place where they could even really get any help, I don't think. They haven't been under this ministry. Pressuring me to pray for them, calling people to call me to ask me to pray for them, don't want to pray for them, and I let pressure get to me and I prayed the prayer of agreement. And now I'm paying the price. Don't be partakers of other men's sins. Don't lay hands suddenly on anybody because you could, cause the devil to come at you. That's pretty serious, isn't it? So you be led by the Spirit. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. And when you let pressure dictate to you that somebody wants you and they're pulling at you and people are calling you and hounding you and you're under assault already and you give in to that pressure, I didn't lay hands on this person. I just prayed over the phone. All right. Partaker means to share. Now just let that sink in, to share. Their lives are all messed up, and then the enemy targets you. When you're led by the Spirit, you have a protection. If you get in the flesh, you don't. I say this to my shame. I don't want anybody here to ever have to go through what I've gone through the last 2 years. We have nothing to offer anyone apart from the Holy Spirit's leading. We cannot have anyone without Him. Never allow anyone to pressure you into getting in the flesh. Properly vet all you lay hands on. All people you lay your hands on, you properly vet that and you make sure the Holy Spirit's leading you. Our agreements. God has a plan for every situation and circumstance, but it must be by the Spirit of God. The flesh profits nothing. He wants you to be about His business, but you have to take time to pray for God to show you what to do in every situation. Now, we've all done this. Every single one of us. Because it's churchy. And you're thought to be, well, you terrible old so-and-so, you wouldn't even pray for them. Well, you got other people calling you and telling you, well, you know, who are you going to listen to? You better be listening to God. Acts 19. I told you I had a lot of power, a lot of stuff from the Lord today. I thought, Lord, I would have that been real helpful 2 years ago. But thank God we repent and we move on, right? Acts 19:11. And God wrought special miracles by the hands of Paul. Who? God. So that from his body were brought into the sick handkerchiefs or aprons, and the diseases departed from them, and the evil spirits went out of them. And certain of the vagabond Jews, exorcists, took upon them to call over them which had evil spirits the name of the Lord Jesus, saying, we adjure you by Jesus whom Paul preacheth. And there were 7 sons of one Sceva, a Jew, and chief of the priest, which did so. And the evil spirit answered and said, Jesus I know, and Paul I know, but who are ye? And the man in whom the evil spirit was leaped on them and overcame them and prevailed against them. So they fled out of the house naked and wounded. That's what the works of flesh will get you into. Is this not a churchy thing? Haven't y'all been in churches? Isn't that always the biggest thing? Praying for anybody and everybody. Now, it's different, like Brother Hagin. That was his call, to pray for the sick, and the Lord would tell him to have a healing line. He'd instruct him for each person that was in that line. But just the churchy thing to do? Mm-mm. We must leave churchy ways behind us and follow the ways of the Spirit.